One of the biggest criticisms of Ohio's education standards has been that they didn't do a good enough job in preparing kids for college or a career. The Common Core, a new set of expectations about what K-12 students should know in math and English, is supposed to help change that. But questions still surround the Common Core, like whether teachers are getting enough relevant training and are the standards even the right fit for Ohio. Melissa Cropper, president of the Ohio Federation of Teachers, says she's seen through polling and anecdotally that there's a great deal of support for the standards themselves. But she admits there are still some problems with the implementation.
Teachers are adjusting to the new standards, shifting their instructional strategies that they use, getting used to using the technology, et cetera. But the standards themselves the teachers actually like because they believe that they're going to allow them to go more in depth on the topic, will allow them to spend more time doing like project-based learning.
Cropper was one of five panelists at a forum on the Common Core held recently in downtown Cleveland. Another panelist, Kirtland Local School Superintendent Steve Barrett, compares navigating the Common Core to building a plane while it's flying through the air. While he believes the standards are a good idea overall, he still thinks teachers need more training.
In this country, we have spent far fewer dollars on actually training teachers than most countries around the world. We're doing a lot in Kirtland, but it never feels like we're doing enough.
Also on the panel was State Representative Andy Thompson, a Republican from Marietta who has introduced a bill to repeal the Common Core standards. So far, his bill has gained little traction. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Amy Hansen.